Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extra Terrestrial. I'm Colton Smith and as always I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extra Terrestrial is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. We've had a discussion and we feel that it is far too easy to watch films nowadays. There's far too many ways to watch them. So we are telling you guys at home what you can watch this week on terrestrial TV. Last week we kicked off with Dunkirk, wasn't it?
Was it Dunkirk or was it where the angels have wings or something?
Wings of Desire.
That's it, yeah.
Wings of Where the Angels Have Wings.
Whatever, yeah.
That U2 song. Where the angels have wings, I wanna run.
But yeah, you mentioned Dunkirk there. I remembered. I should have said it when we covered it on the podcast. I've been to the beaches of Normandy when I was a kid and I collected some sand in a bottle. My dad had a bottle of beer, and after he finished it, we got some sand and took it home.
And put it in. Your mum left a comment when we put it on the Insta. Mm. Your mum said, "My ancestor wrote a letter home to his family from the beaches of Dunkirk. He wrote how the bullets were raining, were like rain falling down on him. He survived."
Wow. I didn't even know that. I mean, she's probably told me when I was a kid, but I didn't know that. I've forgotten.
I also found something out about Dunkirk. Apparently, it was filmed in Weymouth.
The film?
Yeah. Not my birth town, but I guess my birth... I was born in Dorchester, but Weymouth is like the southern home, I guess, in a way. And it was all filmed around Poole and those sort of areas, I think. So, yeah. Loads of stuff we missed out on last week, or the week before, sorry. But what have you got for us this week, Ben? What have you found?
So, weirdly, loads of things you can watch on terrestrial telly this week are stuff we've done in the podcast.
Really?
Yeah. So, Stand By Me's on.
We're literally running out of films now.
We're literally so current, they're listening to us and going, put that on. Stand By Me, Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
So, this week, now, this is going, but we're going back to 1976. It is a bit of a classic. It's a horror classic. It's very, very well known. We may have picked it as a podcast pick. We still might. It's on Channel 4, Film 4. It's late, well, early in the morning. Wednesday the 28th of July, 1:20 to 3:25 a.m.
Oh, hello.
I know
hello.
You might have to do a little catch-up. Might have to do a catch-up. But it was too good to miss.
Watch it on terrestrial TV, but record it and watch it at any time.
Exactly. It's a bit of a tricky one because I think it's so good, it's worth a watch.
I'm on the edge of my seat. What is it, Ben?
Yeah, what is it?
Hello. This is the beauty of this book. Carrie.
Carrie.
Sissy Spacek, teenager with paranormal powers. An absolute classic. They remade it.
They did recently, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. It's got a very, very famous... extremely famous scene in it.
Yeah.
But I think that's really worth a watch. Brian De Palma, Sissy Spacek.
Travolta. It's Travolta's first major film role.
Oh, really?
Was this Carrie? Yeah. And interestingly as well, it's Stephen King's first book adapted into a film.
Oh, is it?
It was the first book that he wrote. Not the first book that he wrote, but the first
one where it went into a film.
Yeah. And then that's when everyone then sort of went to Stephen King for horror films then.
Because they translate very well for film.
And that's his favourite Stephen King film.
Is it?
Yeah.
Stat. Hello, he's back. Statted. Well, yeah, I remember when I was younger, this was a film everyone had to see. Hard to see at that time.
And the ending's different. The ending's different to his book as well. And he preferred the film ending to his own ending.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, he loves this film. He loves it.
Oh, great. Well, there you go. And you should too.
He'll be watching. He'll be watching, Ben.
He'll be watching.
I'll give him a ring.
Because he's listening and he'll go, tell you what, thanks for that. I'm not doing so well now. So it'd be great. I'm glad everyone can watch that. So there you go, Carrie. But don't forget, you can still see Dirty Dancing's on there. Stand By Me's being shown this week.
Stand By Me, which is an ep that we covered really recently and got everybody at home talking, didn't it? And that is one thing that we like to do on this episode. We like to hear what you guys at home are saying. And Stand By Me did start quite the conversation. I think there was a lot of people who went back to being 12 when they listened to the podcast. We had people sharing their stories of everything, really, didn't we?
Well, yeah, it's also probably a mix that everybody's got to do some sort of British holiday at home. So a lot of people are camping and going on those sorts of holidays as well. So I guess it was a film
weirdly current.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So let's hear what you guys at home have been saying about the Sofa Cinema Club this week in Ben's Reviews.
Oh, there you are. I forgot that was Ben's Banger, wasn't it? The previous bit.
My mum even called it Ben's Banger when she told me about Dunkirk being filmed in Weymouth. It were Ben's Banger, wasn't it? I was like,
eh? Our biggest fan, I love it. So we've got a lad, or I think it is. Gratoni is their name. Gratoni. Sean's Not Dead. When I listened to your review of Shaun of the Dead, I was thinking, how odd are you lot? My experience of this film is the complete opposite.
Oh, God.
Hated it for years, then dug it out and watched it when I heard it was going to be on the podcast and really enjoyed it. Laughed out loud a lot.
Really?
Yeah, there we go. Ben is sort of okay. Coulson is good at running. Jack is keeping it real.
There you go.
There you go. Keeping it real.
You've got to have someone who brings the balance back.
Keeping it real. What do you think of Jack? I like him. I think he keeps it real.
Says a spade a spade.
So our next one is Katie May C. 5 stars. The previous one was 5 stars. Listener? ? 5 stars. Hi all. I think I may be your oldest listener at 76, and I really enjoy all your discussions. My grandson Daniel recommended listening in lockdown 1, and I never miss an episode. Well done, Daniel. Sometimes I listen during the night and you send me back to sleep. I'm not sure that's so good. I've only watched a few of the films, but still enjoy the conversations so much. I recommend you watching The Towering Inferno.
Mm.
That's a banger. All the best. Love, Kathleen from Leeds. Do you know her?
No, I don't.
Right. P.S. Jack is brilliant.
There you go.
The tide is turning.
That's it.
Praise Jack Week quite clearly on the podcast now.
Yeah.
I like that her grandson got her into listening to us.
How mint's that?
Appeals to all ages.
Literally, so her grandson, if she's 76, her grandson has said, listen to these, they're good.
Yeah.
And it works. So we're good.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Yeah, hold on. We're good. I love that. And in summary, we're good.
That'll be my 5-star review.
Now, do you remember when I've done charts from around the world?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
where
yeah,
we're... Yeah. Now, I think we did Japan recently, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I think that was a 0 or 1.
Right. Have we gone up?
Guess where we are now.
What, in the chart?
No, in the downloads.
So how many people have listened?
How many people have listened in Japan in the last 7 days? Spurious link to keep myself in a job. Japan has gone up.
5, 4.
11.
Wow.
Wow. Come on, Japan.
Japan.
India.
India.
What do you think?
4.
20.
16.
Wow.
Wow. There we go. We're going up. It's not going down. They're going up. That's the news.
Have we lost listeners anywhere?
Not talking about it.
We
not
have,
talking about
we?
Not talking about that chat. We don't lose listeners. We don't
didn't we
lose.
Get a text about our old chart position in Saudi Arabia?
No, it was Ghana.
It was Ghana. We were 4. And then I think I put in the post, we dropped down to like 10.
Yeah.
But no, that was big. Big there, big in Saudi Arabia.
That's good.
So wherever you are in the world, remember that you can listen to us every Monday and every Thursday. We're back this Thursday for our main episode where we're talking all things Mamma Mia 2. Here we go again. It's a banger. You know it's a banger. I know it's a banger. And the boys are going to find out.
Hold on, hold on. I think I've coined banger. I can't take Coulson's banger.
We'll be back here on Thursday, so we will see you then, where we talk all things Mamma Mia 2. Good night, God bless.
Good night.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.